Welcome to the Emmaus Bible Hour. This is a program for you and your family. A time to open the Bible and see what God has to say to us through His Word. Obstacle course. I well remember the obstacle course in basic training. It consisted of running, climbing, jumping over various objects, and even over water. If you were not tired before you began, you really were worn out at the end. Someone has described the law as being like an impossible obstacle course. It's like a sheer perpendicular wall towering thousands of feet into the air. The command is, scale it or die. And of course, we can't scale it. We can't fully keep the law. The first verse we're going to be talking about in Galatians in this study is in the third chapter and the 10th verse. Let's read it together. We urge you to have your Bible handy as we study together. That's Galatians 3, verse 10. For as many as are of the works of the law are under a curse. For it is written, cursed is everyone who does not abide by all things written in the book of the law to perform them. Yes, we're continuing our studies in the letter to the Galatians written by the Apostle Paul. We're on lesson 5 and page 35 of the lesson manual. By the way, we'd like for you to have a lesson manual. So write to us for information on obtaining one. Our address is given each broadcast near the end of the program. Now let's look some more at Galatians 3, verse 10. Paul is showing here from the sacred writings that far from offering a blessing, the law can only curse. This verse does not say, as many as have broken the law, but as many as are of the works of the law. In other words, all who seek to obtain favor with God on the basis of obeying the law are under the curse. That is, they are condemned to death. For it is written in Deuteronomy 27:26, cursed is everyone who does not abide by all things written in the book of the law to perform them. It is not enough to keep the law for a day or a month or a year. One must abide by all of them. One must continue to keep the law. Obedience must be complete. It's not enough to just keep the Ten Commandments. All the laws of the five books of Moses must be obeyed. The false teachers are once again refuted from the Old Testament. Paul quotes the prophet Habakkuk to show that God had always justified men by faith and not by law. The just shall live by faith. The quotation in the original language of the New Testament reads literally, the righteous by faith shall live. In other words, those who have been reckoned righteous by faith shall have eternal life. The justified by faith ones shall live. This verse quoted from an Old Testament book must be a very important one since it's quoted three times in the New Testament. We find it here in Galatians, in Romans, and in Hebrews. The law does not ask people to believe. It does not even ask them to try to keep the commandments. It calls for strict, complete, and perfect obedience, as was so clearly taught in Leviticus. It is a contrary principle to faith. The law says, do and live. Faith says, believe and live. Paul's argument then is this. The just man lives by faith. The man under the law does not live by faith. Therefore, he is not just before God. There is no way, on your own, you can scale that sheer perpendicular wall of the law. But by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, you are lifted to heights far beyond that. Let's pause right here and consider this personally. How are you seeking to get to heaven? Is it by some set of rules you have set up, or possibly by trying to keep the Ten Commandments? It won't work. These verses in Galatians chapter 3 indicate that putting yourself under the law just puts you under the curse. But the good news is that someone can help you. That someone is the Lord Jesus Christ. He paid the penalty due to you and to me, and now offers us a complete salvation, if we'll only take Him at His word. It is believe and live. As the music plays, think about this. Look over these verses and trust the Lord Jesus as your personal Savior. Exhibition of art goods, a certain pottery firm was giving away unusually lovely pieces of pottery as souvenirs. A long line of people had formed, all eager to receive theirs. One woman bypassed the line and, marching straight up to the counter, asked the price of one piece. "It's not for sale, madam," replied the exhibitor, "but if you will join these people in line, you may have one with our compliments." The woman responded with disdain, "I do not care to mingle with that motley crew, and I have always been able to buy what I wanted. I am sure I can purchase this piece of pottery in a respectable store." As she turned to leave, the exhibitor spoke, "Not in any store in the world, madam. This particular piece was made only for giving away to people who are willing to accept it as a gift." Yes, and that's the way it is with salvation. You can't buy it. You can't earn it by keeping the law. You must receive it by faith as a gift. You are listening to the Emmaus Bible Hour. And we want you to know that we're glad you're listening. If you would like study helps on the book of Galatians, similar to the ones we're using on this broadcast, write to us. Our address is given in the closing moments of each program. Now let's read together Galatians 3, verse 13. That's the third chapter of the letter to the Galatians, the 13th verse. "Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. For it is written, 'Cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree.'" To redeem means to buy back, or to deliver by paying the price. The curse of the law is death. That's the penalty for breaking its commandments. Christ has delivered those under law from paying the penalty of death demanded by the law. One writer has commented, "The Galatians imagined that Christ only half purchased them, and that they had to purchase the rest by their submission to circumcision and other Jewish rites and ceremonies. Hence their readiness to be led away by false teachers and to mix up Christianity and Judaism." Paul says here, according to the Welsh translation, "Christ hath wholly purchased us from the curse of the law." Christ redeemed men by dying in their place, enduring the dreadful wrath of God against sins. The curse of God fell on him as man's substitute. He did not become sinful himself, but man's sins were placed upon him. Notice that Christ did not redeem men from the curse of the law by keeping the Ten Commandments perfectly during his lifetime. Scripture does not teach that his perfect obedience to the law is reckoned to us. Rather, he delivered us from the law by bearing its dread curse in death. Apart from his death, there could be no salvation. The law taught that when condemned criminals were hanged on a tree, it was a sign of their being under the curse of God. Quoting from Deuteronomy, "Cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree." Here the Holy Spirit sees in that passage a prophecy of the manner in which the Savior would die to bear the curse for his creatures. He was hung between heaven and earth as though unworthy of either. But by that sacrifice, he made us worthy of heaven. He bore the curse that we deserved. Surely we should respond to this by faith. Have you ever thanked him for hanging on Calvary for you? It's a personal matter. He did it for you so that you might go free. He was your substitute. Just now trust him as your personal Savior. Tell him you're a sinner and you want him as your Savior. Make this your prayer. We hope that after you've made this greatest of all decisions, that you'll write to us. We'd like to correspond with you and send you helpful literature. Stay tuned for our address. And the next time we come your way, we'll study more in this important third chapter of Galatians. As your assignment, read the chapter over 3 times. That's the third chapter of Galatians. Read it 3 times. You have been listening to the Emmaus Bible Hour.